who is the director of the Ingham County Road Commission, has been working on this. He's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you. All right, let's do damage control. Tell me where you guys are as far as your plowing and getting salt down, and have you noticed the black ice situation yourself?
Yeah, a little bit. Mostly our primary roads dried out yesterday, but in areas where you have a lot of tree cover, they're going to be a little bit icy because they didn't have the opportunity to dry out in the sunshine yesterday. Also, local roads and subdivision streets, which didn't get as much attention yesterday as our more heavily traveled primary roads, are going to have some slush that froze, and the wheel tracks on those type of roads are going to be a little bit slippery as well. But in our metro area, we did have night shift out last night who did some salting, and our trucks are getting out this morning to finish salting and finish cleaning up subdivisions today.
When do you hope to have all your plowing completed?
Subdivision plowing is going to carry on through the day, and we hope to have it done, but there may be a few subs that still may carry in till tomorrow morning. But we do expect temps to get up in the 40s again today and sunshine, so that helped us significantly yesterday, and I expect it'll help us today to continue melting those down. So that's really working well with us. But I don't think we'll have all of our subs done today, but most of them will be done. Ones that aren't done today should be done tomorrow.
Bill, I know that you try to get to the main roads first. What determines which subdivisions get done and when?
Well, those are all kind of equal priority. So what we do is we sort of rotate the order we do them from time to time to the extent we can, so that the same sub isn't always last. So it's just sort of a supervisor's call as to what's done first, but he does try to rotate it from storm event to storm event so the same one isn't always last.
Bill, how do those drivers determine where they plow? It's always interesting to me how they, you know, will plow a road and then go up a ramp and come back on another way. How's that determined?
Well, yeah, if you're talking freeway ramps, that would be more a question for MDOT. Of course, the County Road Commission in this county does not do the freeways. We only do the county roads. But in terms of county roads, we have our county divided into approximately 30 plowing routes. And within each of those routes, the drivers do their more heavily traveled primary roads first, and then they go into their local roads and subdivisions. In our metro area where we have wider roads, you have two drivers teaming up to do the wide roads, the four-lane roads, together to get it all done at once.
How does a driver get his training to drive one of those big trucks?
Well, they're licensed commercial drivers. We typically hire experienced truck drivers who have a commercial driver's license with various endorsements on it. There's quite a wide range of endorsements you can get on a commercial driver's license, having alphabetic designations extending about halfway through the alphabet. And we get the commercial drivers that have had tandem or trailer endorsements on their driver's license. And then as far as driving a snow plow, ideally they've had that experience as well, or we train them as we go. And they typically start in lower traveled areas and out in the rural areas and then work up their experience in that area.
All right, Bill, before I let you go, the House yesterday okayed bills that would let counties dissolve road boards. The Ingham County Road Commission in committee unanimously decided to put this before a vote before the whole Ingham County Board of Commissioners. So it looks like the Board of Commissioners may be coming to an end. I know it kind of puts you in a difficult position, but I have to ask you, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, I think you're right. I think that the tea leaves indicate that is going to happen, and that would be the Board of Road Commissioners that would be dissolved. The County Services Subcommittee of the Board of County Commissioners Unanimously passed a motion indicating their intent to do that, and judging from some other county commissioners that were there and expressed their opinion, from what I've heard, I think the whole board of county commissioners will pass that. And I think, yeah, that's what I've heard, is the State House passed the enabling legislation. That has to go on to the Senate, which may or may not occur before Christmas. So I do think it will occur. As far as the Road Commission, we aim to serve the public. Whether we're governed by the county board or the Road Commission board, we will continue to deliver services as best we can, regardless of who our governing body is. So I think in terms of day-to-day services to the public, there won't be much change that people will see, and we aim to serve whoever we're serving.
Well, Randy Schaefer, who is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, said that a voluntary group of folks who are well-versed in what the Road Commission does and is supposed to do will probably take over the supervision, if you will, of that, as will the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Do you think that'll help you be more effective in doing your job?
Well, I don't think it'll hurt. I think what they're discussing is a citizen advisory board that would be made up of township supervisor. I think they were talking one from each township, a township supervisor or the township's designated road person. A lot of townships have, you know, a road committee, and I suppose a member of that committee would come from that township. So I think that would help. It would help us plan according to what each township wants to see. It would be kind of a form of strategic planning that we were planning to do or have started doing with some of our townships anyway. And I think the purpose of that board would be to, you know, prioritize road improvements in each area. And yes, I think that would be a big help. That's something we're doing with our townships already, and it would sort of formalize and advance that process.
I know this has to have been stressful to you and to other employees and their families. Are you feeling some kind of comfort or relief that it looks like there's going to be some resolution here so you can just focus on your job?
Yeah, absolutely. In any situation like this, I don't want to get into the details of it too much, but in any situation like this, it's best when things settle down and people can, you know, focus on the job at hand. I think our staff is pretty well focused on what they're doing. I was happy with their performance in the storm yesterday and cleaning up today. So I think folks are pretty focused on their jobs. But, in any situation like this, it's best when the matter is resolved, and there isn't the doubt and questions as to what's going to be coming in the future. But I think we'll get there eventually, and things will move on at that point.
Bill, I know you're busy. Thanks so much for your time in Candor. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Tony. You're